Hello there. We've reached the Up North podcast on Devil Radio, which is down south. But these guys are with me today, Dom and Crute, up in the thriving metropolis of Custer, Wisconsin. Now,
this will be Custer's last stand today.
So, for all of you Madisonians and folks listening on the worldwide app in Singapore and, you know, in Italy, Custer is a thriving suburb of the other thriving metropolis of Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and we are hosting the inoculation, the first leg of the inoculation emancipation tour, where we are celebrating getting vaccinated, giving vaccines to those who want to get a free vaccination and a shot of beer. Or wait, a shot and a free beer.
I was going to say.
Oh, no, not a shot of beer. We got to give them a whole beer, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I would hope so. And what type of beer are we serving out here today,
Kirk?
Oh,
man. Well, the free beer is the Bernie Brew, just because I got cans. I had cans of that I could haul in here. And then we're doing the Bernie Brew, by the way, is a lager.
Don't make it sound like it's leftover beer.
No,
it's damn good beer.
No, the Bernie Brew is the easiest drinking beer. That's why I'm giving it out, because it's
summer
day.
So it's a lager.
It's a lager. You can down a 12-ounce can in like a second because it goes down so easy.
Well, you big fellas can do that. I got to sip on that a little bit. What about the Biden beer? That's how do you pronounce the style of beer?
It's a Kolsch style ale.
Yes.
And a Kolsch is basically, I told my brewer, I was like, the whole part of Biden is like he got elected because he was basically not as much of a jerk as Trump was. I want to swear, but I'm realizing I'm on radio. So
you are.
And
so he was less bitter than Trump.
I said inoffensive and not bitter. That was the tagline for Biden beer. So I told my brewer, what is the most inoffensive and not bitter beer you can make? He's like, a Kolsch.
A Kolsch.
You know, Kirk, Dominic and I have been discussing this off air. How do we get like a Devil Brew?
Oh.
And it could be offensive to some.
A skunky beer. No, I don't know. You're right. By the way, you're not the first to ask own beer.
How much beer would we have to be able to move to get our own special Minocqua Brewing Company
it's
beer?
It's true. What could we call the Devil Beer? I mean, there's already a Duval, by the way. There's already a Duval. It's like super. It's like 12% alcohol. It's from like Belgium.
Ooh, yeah.
So there's a Belgian Devil Beer that exists. So it'd be a high alcohol thing because obviously the Devil will get it. Devil will get you if you drink too much
of
it.
I don't know, man. You know, the devil is smooth like a pilsner. It just creeps up on you. You think you're just having a good time and hanging out. Next thing you know.
Well, that's what, yeah, you're right. You're right. So,
do you have a pilsner?
No.
So technically
a lager is a pilsner. So a pilsner lager is short for pilsner lager. Lager is the way you make it. Now, this is getting heavy into beer here, but lager is the way you make it, which is you kind of ferment it on a colder temperature. But it's used – Pilsner malts are used to make a lager because it's the lightest malts.
And that's the
– You probably
didn't
want to know about that.
No, absolutely. I do because I do like my beer. It's getting to be summertime. Man, people want to go out and have a beer by the campfire or, you know, grilling out. You know, the booze is the scotch, although sometimes, you know, in an emergency, you got to have a little bit of scotch.
I mean, Dom, I hear that you like beer, but I see that you're drinking scotch out of a plastic cup right now.
Well, when you're going to date, you're at three fingers of scotch by noon. That's a good way to start the day.
I didn't have a brand of tequila that I was into today, and it's actually a nice throwback. It's actually been a little cold last few days, so it's warming me up inside.
I love it. Are you the only guys who drink while you do live radio shows, or is that the reason?
Doesn't everybody?
No, I think there's an Up North podcast radio show that does that,
too.
Oh,
that's true, too. Yeah, you can't be on my show unless you have a beer in front of you. That's for sure.
Local politics, Kirk. Let's circle back to what's going on in Madison. This week, the news that Crute and I went off on.
Hey, don't be blaming it on Madison, man.
Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker, Republican, has engaged, two police officers and an attorney to not investigate, you know, crimes or overturn the election, but to make sure that, you know, if there's smoke, there's no fire. But here we go again, Wisconsin making the national news. And, Kirk, this is what bothers me. We make national news because of mass murderers, our sports teams, or a bad Republican governance. That's how we make national news on a consistent basis. And here, Robin Voss is, you know, playing the same game that they're doing in Arizona, that they're doing in Georgia, that they're doing in Michigan, that Republicans are doing all over this country, that cancer is, everyone's infected. It's like World War Z out there, man. Yeah. The Republican zombies, they're all in on this thing.
Yeah.
What's your take on what the speaker did,
man,
this week?
Man, I think they have figured out what psychological warfare really is. Because, like, I don't know if they're taking, you know, the KGB is giving them, like, secret lessons on the side, or Putin, like, had, like, a conference somewhere and, you know, deep in, like, a golf course in Arizona and just told them how to do their job.
Yeah, July 4th, a few years ago, I think Ron Johnson went.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, they know how to mess with people's brains. Because if you have – somehow they can act in mass. I mean, Democrats are just different. Like, we beat to our own drummer. It's hard to rap. It's like herding cats with Democrats. But the Republicans figured out how to tell a big lie, and have every person down from, you know, from the federal government to these Robin Vosses from, you know, all these different states where they have majority Republican legislators to do the same thing. And that's to.
So what you're saying is Republicans will sell their soul for a local assembly rep seat and $51,000 a year.
Yes,
they will.
They sell cheap. They sell cheap. It's weird to me. Like, Rob Swearingen, like, runs a restaurant. He's the guy I ran against, you know. He's like, dude, you only make 50 grand a year, like, doing this. Like, you're maybe, you know, it's like, why do you lie? Like, why do you absolutely, like, listen to everything?
50 grand a year. I mean, it's no offense to those that work here in the state of Wisconsin, because 50 grand a year is not a bad living, all things considered.
Yeah, but I mean, you're selling your soul.
But to sell one soul for, like, a state assembly,
you're letting
it do.
You could make, actually, if you just were a good legislator, especially because of gerrymander, you don't got to actually follow Voss. Like, just be your own legislator, be your own man.
But then they'll primary you, right? And that's the danger of the gerrymander, is it concentrates the extremism.
Yeah.
Because if you don't haul it, you know, Robin Voss will set someone up against you.
Can I draw one distinction between Putin and Wisconsin Republicans? Vladimir Putin would absolutely take the $1 billion from the federal government.
<You're right.
laughs> This is the most indefensible circumstance of all times. Here's $1.6 billion, and will allow you to expand health care to 80, 90,000 more of your citizens.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a billion of it for free. You can spend it on whatever you want. It's just a throw-in. It's like you won the lottery, Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
And our Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin say, $1 billion? Hell no. But then take 30% of the state budget from federal dollars. It's not like we turned all the federal dollars back. We just turned the last $1 billion back.
That's the price of politics, Kirk.
Oh, man. Like, I still have got to figure out what to do up north to remind people that this happened. Like, as soon as I saw those empty chairs, everybody was putting up those pictures of these empty chairs and these guys gaveling and gaveling. So just to remind everybody, you know, Governor Evers said, we need to take this money. I'm calling a special session in the state legislature. You guys have to deal with this $1 billion situation to expand Badger Care. So, like they've done in the past, they gaveled in, they gaveled out, they didn't debate, there was no debate. So I saw these pictures, these empty chairs. Our Republican legislature is not doing their jobs. They're abdicating responsibility. And I was like, how do I get the word to voters up in northern Wisconsin that these guys are screwing them over? Like, how do I get the word? Because this issue has been an issue for like 10 years, and nobody, like, people's, unfortunately, voters' eyes roll in the back of their head. If you're not one of these people that aren't getting Badger Care, you know, like, there's not a ton of them, unfortunately, but if you don't fall into that category, politicians start talking about, you know, not getting Badger Care or not expanding it, we lose money, their eyes roll in the back of their heads. But it's like the worst issue that we have right now, and I just want to figure out a way to get through to voters that they're really getting screwed on this particular issue.
Well, I think the message has to be pounded over and over again. We obviously are in the radio business here. We believe in repetitious messaging.
Yeah.
That's how it sinks in. You don't talk about it all day long for a single day. You talk about it in small bursts day after day after day, and you keep reminding people.
Yeah.
Republicans turned down $1 billion at the expense of 80,000 of our neighbors that could have gotten affordable access to health care and now will not. And, oh, yeah, we're in the midst of an international pandemic. Maybe we're on the tail end, but, hell, these boys didn't do anything when we were in the midst of it. Yeah. And it's Memorial Day weekend. Let's not forget the 7,000 Wisconsinites that died last year of coronavirus while Republicans sat on their asses.
Fallen soldiers. We should be celebrating fallen soldiers. These guys are. These guys have let us down. They've let us down as soldiers. They let us down. Let citizens down. My God. So yeah. And Crude has given me a sign that says I need to do something because this is live radio. And so I'm gonna tell you all that we're gonna come back in a few minutes after the next break, and we're gonna probably. I might try to pull somebody off the street and ask them how they're having fun at this party. I don't know. Should we call?
We can do whatever we want, man. It's your show.
It's Custer's last stand here.
Custer's last stand.
The Inoculation Emancipation Party, Custer, Wisconsin. That's Kirk Bankstead. That's Don. That's Crudy. Come back with us. One more live segment from the Northwoods, or Northwoods adjacent.
Sort of.